Hi, I'm Roger Montgomery, author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. If you want to generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, read my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.
Welcome back to the program right across the country. As we tell you, we're here as a result of the generosity of the Macau Government Tourism Office. And you know what I thought we should do is actually get the director of that tourism office on the line. Helena Fernandez is that director. She's on the line right now. Helena, where are you? You must be in town somewhere. It's only a small place.
It's
not a big place, is it, Macau?
Well, it's not really a very, very big place compared to Australia. And it's just about slightly over 30 square kilometers. That's all we have, you know. So comparatively, it might be just a small area in any city in Australia.
Well, as you well know, I'm actually broadcasting at the moment. They're looking after me so well. Teledifusa de Macau, which is TDM, right? They look after me so well. You've been in here many times into this studio, I understand. You should be sitting opposite me right now doing this.
Well, actually, you know, I'd like to pull some strings as well. You know, the current, person in charge of, you know, heading the TDM, that's our television in Macau, used to be our deputy director, you know, so we have a very big affinity with TDM as well.
No, they're good people and they've looked after me so well,
cool.
As people in Macau have. Now, just explain to people who may not have been here. A lot of Australians would have gone to Hong Kong and they've been to other parts of Asia. But in many cases, Macau in the past might have dropped off. Unless you're in Hong Kong for an extended period, you decide to jump on a high-speed ferry and come to Macau and experience the Portuguese nature of Macau, which is very important in its history, isn't it?
Right. Actually, you know, if we look at Macau's history, of course, you know, back in the old days, we used to be a small, small fishing village, you know, probably, you know, just a few square kilometers big, you know, and then we keep, you know, reclaiming land over the years, you know, to grow to whatever we have now. And we're still reclaiming land. But then, then about 400-something years ago, the Portuguese arrived here. That's about the year 1557, and then started all this mixed between the East and the West, you know, the Chinese here and the Europeans, the Portuguese, you know. And we always say that we are a mixture of the southern part of China and the southern part of Europe, you know, which gives us this very laid-back, relaxed, but at the same time also a thriving trade, you know, entreport here in Macau.
Because this is something also that many people won't understand. When you go to, say, Hong Kong, you'll get the English sort of experience because it was colonized by the English. And but you'll also get this brilliant Cantonese food and maybe a little bit of Szechuan food will creep in. But but in Macau, you get this great, you know, these great Portuguese influences that come through. So a lot of seafood, a lot of that influence. And it is quite a different experience, isn't it?
Well, I think, you know, when we look at our history, of course, you know, the Portuguese came quite a long way, you know, during the big maritime discoveries, you know, through Africa, through India, through then, you know, Southeast Asia, especially, you know, Malacca, you know, and finally into Macau. So they actually brought along a lot of all those spices and a lot of all those influences in terms of the gourmet experience, as well as, you know, the interchange of peoples, you know. So when they, you know, arrived in Macau and settled down here, we sort of, you know, got the best out of all these different places where they passed through, you know, and this has been handed down generations until now.
But of course, now it's an amazing experience to come to Macau after so many years that I haven't been here for quite some time.
Right.
And to just see this incredible experience of the lights. I mean, you know, the gambling revenues are still five times greater than what Las Vegas are. And so you've got to think about it on that sort of scale. These are some of the biggest buildings, some of the biggest hotels in the world that are in Macau. And they're enormous, aren't they?
Well, they're very big ones. You know, I must say that, you know, our current room supply together with now Studio City opening today, it's almost around 32,000 rooms available in the city. But then at the same time, side by side with all these, you know, very big properties, you know, new hotels, very, you know, lush experiences, we also have the quaint old part of Macau, what we call the historic center, which of course this year we're also celebrating the 10th anniversary of our historic center being inscribed on UNESCO World Heritage, you know. So I think we have the best of both worlds here. So, you know, we should be able to, you know, welcome more visitors from Australia.
Tell me, how important is the new bridge that will go in between Hong Kong and Macau, given the fact that these are supposed to open up this part of the Pearl River Delta and also will open up Macau? It is an enormous project. I've explained to my listeners between $20 and $30 billion in Australian terms it will cost, and it will be finished between 2020, they say, perhaps. But it does change the whole very nature of access into Macau, doesn't it?
Right. Well, I think if we talk about distances, you know, well, obviously the landing point of the bridge in Hong Kong would be very near the airport in Hong Kong. And the landing point in Macau is, you know, as you can see, we're building an artificial island right now. We're reclaiming an artificial island and building the facilities on it. You know, so in fact, you know, when the bridge is, you know, operational, people can actually land in Hong Kong and take a bus or a car, you know, and then be in Macau in probably, you know, less than 30 minutes, you know, and then clear customs here and then vice versa as well, you know. So right now the experience, of course, is by, you know, when you land in Hong Kong, you either go into Hong Kong and then come by ferry, or there is a direct ferry from the airport. But then, you know, when the bridge is available, then there is another kind of experience as well. So there are many more options in terms of accessibility into Macau.
No, it really is. It's a terrific place, and it's so interesting, as Helena sort of says to us here. But the brilliance is also that it's a different experience from so many of the other Asian cities that you might visit. And I've got to say, I've been looked after very well here. The director of the Macau Government Tourism Office, Helena Fernandez. And good to chat to you tonight, Helena. I'll probably see you out there somewhere in one of the great restaurants this evening.
Sure, great. You know, obviously Macau's a small place, so, you know, and we are very nice people. So we look forward to seeing you tonight.
Thank you so much for your company.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Roger Montgomery again, the author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. To generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, there's only a few things you need to know. And you'll find those in my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.